Daftik pasuk, a lot to learn from this pasuk. Betzim, we could have spent the whole Elul Zman just on this pasuk, but we'll just extract one nekuda. Shlomo HaMelech starts Zvuvei Moves, and he says Leiv Chacham Limin v'Leiv Ksil L'Smoilai. Famous pasuk. Chacham goes to the right v'Leiv Ksil L'Smoil. Most people know the Narasha, the foolish thing that they learn from this pasuk, that Margala Bepumidinshi, that people, it's a saying by people, if you don't know where to go, go right. Right? So if you come to a fork in the road, you don't know if you go right or left. So go right. Leif Chochem Limin. Go right. Yeah? So I'll tell you, if that's the way you do directions, you'll never get to where you have to get. That I guarantee you. So that's not pshat. So Leif Chochem Limin doesn't mean when in doubt, go right. When in doubt, find out the right direction, and it may be the left. So what does Yimin symbolize? And what does Ksil L'Smol mean? And obviously, if it's so simple, then the Ksil wouldn't be so foolish to always go to small, whatever small means. It's obviously a deeper foolishness. It's a foolishness that Shlomo HaMelech has to tell people, don't be foolish. Right? So it's not a simple directional thing, right, left, this, that. It's not so simple. Something deeper. So what's behind this? Rabbi Yankov Zatzal always used to be medayik in the pasuk when it talks about loss of lovoi. The pasuk in Malachi says that when the Rebbe Hashem is going to send Eliyahu HaNavi, he says it peloshon hoyve. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't talk about it like it's in the future. The loshon of the Navi is hinei anoichi sheleach lochem es Eliyahu HaNavi. Hinei anoichi sheleach means I'm sending, not I will send. The pasuk would definitely say hinei anoichi eshlach lochem. I will send you in the future, Eliyahu HaNavi. It's not what it says. It says hinei anoichi sheleach lochem es Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a loshon hoyve. Present. So Yankov Zatzal says, Malachi said this pasuk thousands of years ago. How can he say Loshon Hoyve? I'm sending Eliyahu HaNavi, not I will send, I'm sending him. Like it's happening now. This is Yankov's kash. I'll tell you another frightening chazal. Pasuk says, in Parshas Zayis HaBrocha, it's going to be the next parsha we learn on Simchas Torah. It says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Meirosha kilus Yaakov. So Chazal say, what does Meirosha, the word Meirosha, mean? Meirosha can mean an inheritance. Meirosha also means Meirosha. Say Chazal, al tikmi Meirosha, ela Meirosha. Sha'atorah mureses li Yisrael. The Torah is mureses li Yisrael. Meaning, we have a natural connection to the Torah. We're not like, that's what's unique to us. We have a connection to the Torah, it's ours. The Torah is ours. If somebody was estranged from something that's their own thing, somebody didn't see their father for 20 years, even if they thought their father was no longer around, or the father didn't think the son was around, they don't have to acclimate, right? They don't have to get to know each other. They're not. There's no awkward, what they call awkward moments. Right? Guys who are Oisek and Shidduchim always ask me, Rebbe, how do we get rid of awkward moments? There's no awkward moments. It's your son. It's your father. There's no awkward moments. So you didn't see each other in 20 years. So. It's yours. So Chazal say, when the Torah is armed with Russia, what does it mean? It means that no matter how far we stray away from the Torah, it's always there. It's always ours. It's our Torah. Say Chazal, Moshe ben Melachim. This is a Moshe ben Melachim. This is the Yalkut Shemoni on the pasuk. Moshe ben Melachim. Shenishbek shukot l'mdina sayam. You have a little kid. He was a prince, the son of the king. He got captured. He didn't see his father for 100 years. L'meya shana. Einoi boish lachzo. M'nei shoyim ili yushosi ani choyzeh. It's mine. It's my father. It's my kingdom. He's not embarrassed. There's nothing like yours. This is my zach. It's my thing. The Torah is ours. Says the Medrash, Avul kusi oisik batera chayiv misa shenem artsivo lanu lanu v'loy lahem. I don't know if the Eilim realizes how unbelievable this Chazal is. Unbelievable Chazal. Chazal telling us that thousands of years ago, on Har Sinai, Hashem offered the Torah to all the nations of the world. They all said no. All 70 nations were given an option to accept the Torah, some version or another. The Shiloh Torah, Shebek Zav, whatever. Hashem offered the Torah to the entire world. They said no. They declined. They made a little mistake. Then, thousands of years ago, made a little mistake. Okay. Today, when a Kusi wants to learn Torah, it's not his Torah. Thousands of years later, he has no shaychus to Torah. You know why? Because his elder Zayd, the John, made a stupid mistake. He said no. When Hashem offered the Torah, he said no. And because he said no, when Hashem offered the Torah, he's forever estranged from the Torah. No shaychus. He could convert, he could become a Jew, he could convert. But as of now, he's estranged. Because the Elter Zayde, John, made a little mistake. The Teretz is that little mistake had tremendous consequences. We, on the other hand, we made a good move. We owe our Zaydis a lot. You know why? They said Nasav and Ishma. They made the right move. And therefore, they made the right move. The Torah became our Torah. And the Yalkut Shemayni is saying, until today, it's our Torah. And even if we stray away, so what? It's still out there. It's still out there. Because it's ours. If it's ours, it's ours. That nekuda could never be taken away. The famous story with Rabbi Yankiv, with your Zayde. You know the famous story, right? Rav Shimon Schwab. You heard of Rav Shimon Schwab, no? Rav Shimon Schwab was zoiche to spend one Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. Spend Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim, a big schus. Chofetz Chaim, over that Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim told him something. He said, I'm a Kohen. You know, Yaakov is not a Kohen, I'm sure you know that. His grandfather also wasn't a Kohen. That's why he's not a Kohen. So the Chofetz Chaim turned to him and he said, Shimon, are you a Kohen? He said, no. Why not? Not a Kohen, because my father's not a Kohen. He told him, I am a Kohen. You know why you're not a Kohen? Because your father's not a Kohen. That's true. And why isn't your father a Kohen? Because your grandfather's not a Kohen. And why isn't your grandfather a Kohen? Because your great-grandfather's not a Kohen. Thousands of years, nobody could change that. Nobody could change that. Yitzi is your Kohen. I'm very jealous, but there's nothing I can do about it, Yitzi. My Zayde wasn't a Kohen. I can't be a Kohen. Doesn't matter. I could get a beautiful Italian suit. Right? I could buy Trump Towers. Not right now, but who knows, maybe one day I could afford it. But I still can't become a Kohen. Chofetz Chaim said, you know why not? Because thousands of years ago, there was a chet of the Egel Azov. And after the Egel Azov, Moshe Rabbeinu came on the bottom of the mountain. And he said, Mi Lashem Elai. Mi Lashem Elai. Who? Who wants to stand up for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? And you know who stood up? Shevet Levi. They stood forward. And from Shevet Levi, they were Kohanim, they were Levim. Anybody who didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's call then, it was a one-time decision. If the mincha, somebody gives a clap, who wants to help with the svarim? It's a big deal. It was a one-moment decision. Either yeah or no. Mila Hashem Eli. But that decision that they made, that one time, changed their history forever. And anybody who made the wrong decision then will never be able to have that opportunity. That particular opportunity is gone. Unbelievable. That was the lesson that the Chofetz Chaim taught Reb Shimon. Right? Maybe that's why Reb Shimon made so many good decisions in his life. Because Chofetz Chaim taught him that. That you make a little move, not a big deal. Mila Hashem Eli, you know what? I'm busy. Doesn't work for me right now. I'll do something nice tomorrow. Somebody, how many times does it come to you? Somebody comes to you with a mitzvah. Hey, you know, today doesn't really work out. It's not perfect today. It's too nice outside today. Find a cloudy day, then I'll do a mitzvah. The point is, you make the wrong decision. It's nitzchias. If you know why we have the Torah today, because then, thousands of years ago, our Avos HaKadosh, they said, Nasa v'nishma. They made the right decision. Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come based on one big decision. There's going to be one generation that does something unbelievable, and from there, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. No. It's going to be a bunch of little good moves. Zokter B'Yankiv, you think Eliyahu HaNavi is just going to pop up one day? It's going to be a bunch of good decisions that people make. Little ones. Little good decisions. And they're bringing Eliyahu closer. Sheleach. Every minute, there's another opportunity. And that little opportunity could bring Mashiach. That little, and a little bad move, one bad move, could take you all the way to the other side. Be complete. Leiv chacham limin, v'leiv ksil l'smol. I think the pshat in Chazal is very simple. Yimin and smol are very, very close. You veer a little bit one direction, it's right. You veer a different direction, it's left. Doesn't look like such a big decision. But everybody understands that if you go in the wrong direction, you can end up in a different planet. Okay? The decision maybe wasn't such a big decision. But I was once scheduled to speak somewhere out of town. A couple hours from Muncie. It was one of these out-of-town communities where the whole community comes to the shir. It's like you're speaking to the community. Right? So, the Rebbetzin came along with me. She drove. I got directions before we went. And we gave ourselves plenty of time to get there on time, especially the Rebbetzin was driving. If I was driving, then Bistama we would have left late, but the Rebbetzin was driving, everything was done right. I only had one job, to get directions. So I went to the guy who came from that place. I'm not going to say where it is, because I don't want any Chas Shalom Lashon Hara to come out through it. I went to get directions. And the guy who gave me directions, to give perfect directions, just made one mistake. He told me, let's say it was Route 80, he said, so then you take 80 east for 150 miles. Grad was 80 west for 150 miles. One little, not a big deal, small little distinction. I'm telling you, it was mamish one sign, east, west. It was just like a little nothing. Yeah. Anyway, the Rebbetzin and I were having a good time. We're schmoozing in the car. I always have a good time if I have the Rebbetzin. Schmoozing. And an hour goes by, an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's one of these roads where you get an exit every 40 miles. Higher. After, like, starting to get darkish, the shiur is supposed to be in about a half hour. So we start thinking, you know? Strange. See any signs for Chelm? No Chelm signs. Okay, strange. Taka, maybe it's a problem. Anyway, there was a rest area. We pull over to the rest area. This biker, motorcycle biker. He's about 60 years old with tattoos, mamish meiroi shevat kafragoi, with a white beard. Well, one of these guys looks like he came from the crazy was, from Gehenna itself. And say, so I opened the window. Wasn't the guy that I really wanted to have too much of a shaykhus to. Wanted to keep a little bit of a distance. I said, sir, looking for chelm. Obviously, that wasn't the name of his place. Looking for chelm. He goes, chelm? It's 200 miles that way. So we had to drive another 40 miles to the next exit. Turn around. Anyway, I called up the town. I called up the rav of the city. He sent everybody home because the shiur was supposed to start. I said, okay, I figured I'll go back to Muncie. No, we want the shiur. The oil will come back in 3 hours. Anyway, the shiur happened. The people couldn't have been nicer. The shiur was on bringing Mashiach, rather. So I started the shiur by saying, the way you and Noyag here, you're going to bring Mashiach. The whole mahalach, the way they were makabel upon him, the way they treated me, they made me feel chosha for coming late. Not late, hours late. Oh, Rabbi, it was great. We went home, we had supper, we spent time with the kids. It's a better time than it would have been before. They gave me all the therapy that was needed. Gewaltig. But I remember telling the Rebbe, you see, I remember over there east, I remember it was 50 feet. 50 feet difference, maybe even less. Yeah, but we end up in Shanghai. Instead of hell. Yeah? That's life. Those are Shloim HaMelech. Don't be a ksil, don't be a fool. Don't think that the little move doesn't really make a difference. The little move is everything. The right decision you make today is everything. How many times do we say in our minds, no big deal, tomorrow will be better. Look at all the tomorrow people. Look at the drug addicts, the tomorrow drug addicts. A lot of them are dead. Look at the tomorrow diet people. They're huge. Look at all the tomorrow people. Tomorrow I'm going to finish a mesichta. I'm a ratz and gemurim. All the tomorrow people live in a world that doesn't exist. Because today it's only a small thing. Whether it's today. Big deal, it's today, it's no big deal, it's just today, it's not just today. It's nitzchias. Zok Shloim HaMelech Leiv Chocham Limin. The Chocham understands that every move that I make is a direction. It's not right or wrong. It's a direction. And just like you understand that when you go right, it's not a question of this turn over here, these 20 feet. It's a different world you end up. The Chocham understands that. And the ksil just makes one little turn. But he ends up in Yehupitzville. Because he made it. And that's, now there's no better time than the Yom Nayram for all of us to work on this. To treat each decision we make, nitzchias. To look at each decision we make, this is a life's decision. And if you look at each decision you make as a life's decision, it's a different world. You have people the other way around. Every decision in life they make, it's temporary. And mele, their life is full of errors and mistakes. You know people that marry people for ridiculous reasons. It's hard to believe. But there it says those people live and everything is temporary. Look at Hollywood. In Hollywood, if you live through 2 years, if you have your second anniversary, you're already in Tzarichas Yomim on the marriage. It's Moiridik. They were once interviewing a couple. They were together for 6 years. They spoke about them like they were celebrating the 100th anniversary. And the funniest thing is they were interviewing them. How this, that? They said, we don't even know. It's unbelievable. You know, they were together for a couple of years. Don't think there were no bumps. You know, a couple of years, they already got 6 possible divorces, a couple of separations in the middle too. What's the shot? Because in Hollywood, they get married for glitz. Right? So everything in life is that way. If you look at everything short term, you may do the stupidest things. And Shlomo Melch is telling you, look at everything as a direction. Rather than a decision, look at it like a direction. And if you look at a direction, then you're always going to go in the right place. You're always going to go to the makom, the correct makom. And if you look at something as it's a small thing, that's the biggest toras you could make. The biggest mistake you could make. And that's why chometz, which is mesamel chet, is also b'mashal. It's also even in a drop. Because chet, the biggest danger of chet is when you think it's small. You think it's little. It's not a big deal. It's one seder. It's one little shtickle lashon hara. It's one little machloikas. It's one little, everything's one little. Nothing's little. And if you treat everything like a dover gadol, then you'll have gevaldik siyata d'shmaya.